The Lord of the harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when birthing no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a very pleasant greeting to all the saints who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Well, here we are again, back with you for another of those weekly visits each Friday night. We look forward each week as we prepare this broadcast, and may I add, we also look forward to hearing from you who receive the message. It brings new inspiration for us to know that you are receiving encouragement to press onward each day. Why not write us a line? Now, I have some good news which I would like to share with you. Quite a number of people have expressed their opinion that this broadcast hour of 11:30 p.m. is rather late. And of course, for some people, this is true. Now, here is the good news. Beginning Friday, May the 7th, our new starting time will be 11 p.m. or 30 minutes earlier. Next week, our broadcast will be heard at the usual time of 11:30 p.m., but beginning Friday, May the 7th, that new starting time will be 11 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on XEG. We thank the Lord for making it possible to get this earlier time, and we hope that you will continue to tune in the broadcast each week. No doubt many of you have already heard of the great loss of Brother and Sister Goldsberry of West Monroe, Louisiana, when their house recently burned. Here is a delayed report by Brother C.C. Carver.
Last Sunday, we were coming back from Mississippi. We drove up in front of Brother Goldsberry's place over in West Monroe, and we drove up there, and lo and behold, there was no house there. The house had burned down. I said something to wife about the house being burned down there by them, and pulled up to the next house, the one left standing. They were the end house in that block. Looked at the house door, realized it wasn't Brother Goldsberry's home. Then it dawned on us that his home had burned down. So we drove around down to Maxine Brown's, and one of Brother Goldsberry's daughters was there. She told us about the house burning down Saturday night. About 2:45 Saturday morning, it burned down. She was sleeping in the end of the room by herself, and the wall got so hot and the bed got hot, and she waked up and began to call out that the house was on fire, and she got them out.
Thank you, Brother Carver, for this direct report. I know this is a great loss to Brother and Sister Goldsberry of West Monroe, Louisiana, and I'm sure that many of you who know them are interested in this. Now for our principal thought at this time, I would like to call your attention to a verse found in Jeremiah 8:20. Here it is. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. This is one of the most impressive verses found in all the Bible. It draws a parallel illustration between the natural harvest of grain and the spiritual harvest which all of us shall surely reap. Take a look at this verse in Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But back to the thought of the natural harvest. Notice again the first part of this text, the harvest is past, the summer is ended. Now here in Oklahoma, much wheat is grown and harvested each year. It is indeed a pleasure to look out into the fields of many acres and see the golden grain waving in the breeze, as it seems to say to the men who operate the large combines, I am ready to be harvested and taken to the elevators. Please come and get me before it rains again, or the hail comes and I am beaten to the ground, never to rise again, or to be used to feed the hungry millions who are starving for bread. Then, when this moment arrives, we again see the combines rolling in the fields of grain, and hear that familiar sound of the grain as it pours into the hopper. There is no time to lose, for an hour loss may mean the destruction of valuable grain which cannot be recovered. So in like manner, there are many individuals who have rejected the instructions of their youth and refused to follow the path of righteous living. And the summers of their years have so swiftly passed that before long they have forgotten their good intentions and then realize how true is the last part of this verse, we are not saved. Now I am speaking to many who have repeatedly had these golden opportunities to hear and accept the gospel. Too often have these offers been refused. Let me remind you again of this scripture found in Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Then I am thinking of another class of people to whom we are indebted. They are the ones who have not had the opportunities to hear the invitation of the gospel. They remain in darkness and superstition because no one has brought the light to them. Many are hungry to know more about what the Bible teaches. Shall we unite our hearts and hands together to carry out this great commission of the Master who said, Go ye into all the world? I have an interesting report here from Brother Harlan Smith in regard to the work of the Lord in Mexico. Would you like to hear more about it? Let me read this to you. Quote, My dear Brother Willie, as I was dictating a few lines to my correspondence secretary, Miss Kathleen Murphy, I came across another envelope from the Mission Trail. How faithful you are in sending me your printed broadcast message, and how I do enjoy them. It seems as though there is no place to stop in the work in Mexico. There is just not enough hours in the weekend to get started at the job which should be done. We're glad, however, that we're making contacts with new people, find hungry souls, some eager to have you pray with them for their physical needs and spiritual needs. We're glad if you are being saved right along. Also, the Light of Hope paper is proving to be a real blessing to the work. Driving through the towns and villages and even along the country roads where we stop to hand the little papers out of the car, children and adults alike are eager to receive them. One day on the road between Tijuana and Ensenada, I was approaching a work site where the men were working below the road bank. I estimated probably 5 or 6 men to be on the bank. I folded papers for as many people and dropped them from the truck. I looked in the rearview mirror, and to my surprise, I saw not five or six, but some 30 men. I noticed that those that were not able to obtain one showed signs of disappointment. At the first opportunity, I stopped and turned around and went back and left a number with one of the workers. As I pulled away, there were shouts of mucho gracias and Dios la bendiga, hermano. It does my soul good to see how eager these men were to get hold of one of God's printed word. This is just one of many like scenes we see down in Mexico. We find open doors and requests to come and hold services in the homes. They gather in the neighbors, but we have to say thank you with no promise of when this will be possible, with the time so limited, the miles so vast, and the workers so few. I do want to say we surely are enjoying the Mission Trail broadcast. We can only hear sketches by radio, but thoroughly enjoy reading the messages from start to finish. May the Lord continue to bless you in this gospel work. We solicit your continued prayers that we remain faithful to our Lord until he comes and calls us home. Yours in his service, Harlan Smith. End of quote. And now let us pray. Our Father, take the words of the message today and cause them to find lodging in good and honest hearts, bringing peace and consolation to each one, for we ask it in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Listen now to the words of this song by Manuel and Marie Mitchell and Charlene Mitchell and Cynthia LeCroix. You're listening to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and this is your speaker, Willie Murphy. If you would like a copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge by requesting message number 4465. Until next Friday night, I bid you one and all a pleasant good night.